This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We begin today with the latest entry in Corporate America Tries to Deal with a Public Relations Disaster in the Era of Social Media file. Starbucks announced today it's going to close all 8,000 of its company-owned stores, about 175,000 workers, for a day on May 29th. For racial bias training. This follows, of course, the incident at a Starbucks in Philadelphia where two black men were arrested after the manager called police because the two were sitting in the store without buying a drink. Bloomberg's Leslie Patton has been following this story today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This seems like a fairly strong brand preservation play by Kevin Johnson, the CEO of Starbucks. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a PR move, and it's also a move for the business to make sure this sort of thing doesn't happen again. I mean, closing stores is obviously bad for sales and will hurt that figure, their comp sales and revenue figures, and you know, when they report this quarter. But it's also important for them to figure out how to make sure this type of thing doesn't happen.
It seems to me the company is trying to thread a pretty small needle here of, as they have said a zillion times, being a public space, a third space where people can go, but also a private company.
That's what a lot of these restaurants face. I mean, I think McDonald's faces this sort of thing probably too. I mean, these are places that are open to the public where people can just go in and sit down, maybe use the bathroom. But at the same time, they're also trying to provide a certain atmosphere and make it comfortable for people who are buying things.
Yeah. One of the problems, it seems to me, that Mr. Johnson and the company are going to have is a lack of uniformity across the 8,000 company-owned stores and who knows how many franchises that are out there. I mean, I can go to my Starbucks and yes, look, I'm a white guy, and that factors into this whole thing. But I can go to my Starbucks and sit around for a while. Maybe a Starbucks someplace else, that might not be cool.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think this probably differs across the country. There's probably bias based on, you know, a lot of different things, not just race, as in this case, but probably a lot of different issues.
What do you think the end result of this thing is? He has this shutdown, the safety stand down, we used to call it in the Navy, Mr. Johnson does, for 8,000 stores on a day. What next does he have to do after that? Because it seems to me this can't be the end of it.
Yeah, definitely not. And you know, I think the company probably realizes that, too. And for the large part, they've been really proactive in reaching out to different communities and opening stores in low-income areas. But they're going to have to continue to do that and give everyone updates. And they're going to be held accountable to see if this is actually happening.
Leslie Patton, she covers restaurants, and Starbucks is included in that for Bloomberg. We got her, as you can probably hear, in the Bloomberg newsroom in Chicago. Leslie, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you.